Hey everybody, welcome back to another edition of Rapid Recap here at Inside Nebraska. Once again, I'm joined by Tim Verghese. I'm Zach Carpenter. Gonna have a legitimate Rapid Recap, rapid fire one today because we're trying to get out of here before the storm hits in Nebraska. But it was a fun day, explosive day for Nebraska, their offense anyway, as the score doesn't even matter. I forgot who even won until I had to ask right before coming on. The white team beat the red team 25-21. On a fun day. I mean, Matt Rhule talked about wanting an offensive shootout, but wasn't necessarily that, but we did get to see a lot of those fireworks, especially in the first half and in the third quarter. We're going to get to that in a second, but first, just want to start off by saying please like this video, subscribe to the Inside Nebraska YouTube channel so you can get all of our videos dropped directly into your feed and talk practice highlights, press conference footage, and these rapid recap analysis recruiting blitz that Tim is going to start up here in a couple weeks. But again, before getting into the explosive parts and fun parts of the day, the sour news is a couple of major injuries to a pair of potential starters or at least heavily used rotation players, wide receiver Demetrius Bell. Both wide receiver Demetrius Bell and cornerback Bly Hill went down with right knee injuries. The two plays happened within 2 minutes of game time in very eerily similar situations, right knee buckled or in Bell's case got folded under him. But Rhule said afterward that Bell, it's a significant injury and Hill is a semi-significant injury. So a couple guys just wanted to start off on the low point. So you finish on the high point because it really was, I thought, a very positive scrimmage in front of 60,000 plus announced attendance. I mean, Dylan Rayola has done what I've been saying, like every single one of these rapid recap videos and like three of my last four stories at InsideNebraska.com said I talked about it over and over. That's the type of thing we're going to see from him. I thought we saw sort of the machinations first step or the glimpses of a future star at this level.
Yep. We kind of talked about this off camera, but kind of saw just some of the work he's doing before the snap and even, you know, once the play's in motion, of just something, stuff he's doing differently than Heinrich and Danny. You know, you saw both those guys, you know, maybe make some checks throughout the game, but pretty much every single drive that Dylan Rayola had today, he's making checks at the line. He's flipping the offensive line. He's, you know, like changing things up. What really stuck out to me, and you know, we were talking about it in the press box as well. You know, for when the play kind of breaks down, you know, when things kind of go off script, when he has to go off script, that's when he really starts to cook. You know, you see him start to redirect some tight ends, mm-hmm. redirect some wide receivers, try to make something out of nothing, and you saw a little glimpse of that today. But really excited, you know, kind of see how that continues to develop. And again, this is. You have to remember, this is his first spring on campus. This was his first spring game. He talked about how emotional it was for him, you know, walking out and playing in the stadium. So, you know, not a perfect day by him by any means, but you got to like what you saw from the stats. I think he ended up connecting with, 13-plus receivers over the course of the day?
I saw 13. Mitch Shermer at The Athletic tweeted 13 different receivers.
That was just in the first half.
Yeah, that's right. Because he was 15 of, 20 or 21 for – I think it was over 200 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception in the first half. The one blemish is that interception, which bounced off Bell's hand, I think the drive or two drives before he got injured. I mean, Bell still should have caught the ball. I thought it was thrown purposefully to the outside, to the outside shoulder of Bell because the defender was closing in from this direction. But he did throw a little too high. I think his purpose of throwing outside just threw a little too high, and Dylan Rayola took the blame for that throw afterward. Afterwards, say he's going to go get some work with Patrick Mahomes and Mahomes' quarterback trainer, Bobby Strope, in Kansas City over the next week or two, which is exciting. I mean, he showed the reasons why that Mahomes comparison, he showed those today. I know you said first spring game, I'm like, yeah, man, that's why it's exciting, because you see it for the first time live in a uniform in a situation like this. And that's why I thought it was so fun to see. And you mentioned the improvisational skills, getting out of the pocket, and the pre-snap reads. That combination is what makes this kid special, is his brain power, his understanding of the defense and being able to read those things pre-snap, make those checks, make the right plays, make the throwaway to the sideline instead of forcing something in there. There were a couple times he could have done that.
Something you kind of notice with him, even dating back to high school, he's a risk taker, but not in the sense of turnovers. You know, he'll make some tight window throws, but whenever he tries to do, it was a couple today, but whenever he does attempt those, it's usually right on the money. Whenever he's like, you know, attempting some of these sideline passes and stuff, if he's unsure, he's going to sail it a little bit, give the receiver a chance, but also keep it in throw it in such a way that it's pretty much out of harm's way. He's very risk averse in that sense.
Risk averse is a great way to put it, because it's like so many of those throws, it's either going to be a touchdown or a catch or an incompletion for the most part. I mean, he had another one on his second drive, because his first drive he went 5 for 5, 8 plays, 76 yard drive in 3 minutes, 43 seconds, or surgical, leading to a touchdown. Perfectly lofted ball to Janir and Bonner in the end zone. And Bonner, I mean, as a sidebar, looked really, really good today. He was on the field with the it was sort of a mixture of ones and twos, it seemed like, but for the most part it looked like Rayola's offense was the number one offense, even though they had the second series of the game. But Bonner was out there as a slot receiver with those ones, and he looked sharp, man. I know last spring was the spring of Bonner. Like, that was when the hype train started on him. But we aren't really talking about him at all this spring, and now is when he's shining. But I think that's it for the offense, because it just looked like that NFL style offense that Rhule has been talking about. And with Rayola at quarterback, it was just a very stark difference between him and the other two quarterbacks as far as those pre-snap reads and decisions. But I know most of my eyes were on Rayola in the offense. I know you had more eyes on the defense. What was one thing that stuck out? Maybe not like a total encapsulation, but something that stuck out on that side of the ball.
Yep, interesting day on the defensive side of the ball. You know, a lot of vets sitting out. No Ty Robinson, no Nash Hutmacher. Didn't really see a whole lot of John Bullock, or like we saw one drive of Tommy Hill. No Deshaun Singleton, no Isaac Gifford. So, you know, they were down in numbers. A lot of younger guys got some reps. Something really stuck out to me just watching the secondary. Dwight Boodle and Ethan Nation got a ton of reps, both working in the ones and twos, especially once Bly Hill went down, kind of opened up an opportunity for those two to see the field a little more. There's some chemistry developing between those two. Kind of saw it, especially down the stretch of that game, those two celebrating together, communicating in between plays, passing off receivers and just communicating mid-place. And, you know, Boodle, who, you know, got some rotational work at corner last year before an injury ended his season, he's moved back to safety primarily today. We primarily saw him at safety. Nation's working at corner. Both those guys willing to hit. Both came down, laid a hit stick on a couple guys today. So was impressed with what I saw from both of those guys. You know, those guys, especially with Hill now, down and unsure where it is, those guys are becoming all the more important, as they were previously in the mix for that cornerback two spot with Hill down. Now, you know, they're absolutely further, you know, deeper in that mix now. That was the main standout defensively. One quick offensive note, I guess, you didn't really touch on it, but Ja'Cory Barney obviously had a great day. Freshman receiver, he noted to us, you know, after the spring game in the press conference, he wasn't asked to do kickoff returns really all spring. They pretty much told him today, hey, you're going to do kickoff return, and it's going to be live. And he'd done it at high school, and, you know, he's, as you learn, you know, you listen to the press conference, and as you learn, you know, these next couple of months, he's extremely confident in himself. He had extreme confidence in himself on that kick return, and really only got caught up by Tristan Alvano, because he slowed down to try and high-five Alvano, thinking it was his own teammate coming to celebrate.
Is that what happened?
That's what he said. So he said he'd slow down because he thought it was a teammate. He wasn't sure who was even capable of keeping up with him.
Some Tommy Hill route.
But yes, turns out he was getting hawked down by Tristan Alvano. He said, you know, if he hadn't slowed down, there was probably a touchdown.
Probably, but you'd hope. I mean, and Alvano had a little tough day. He had two missed field goals,
but hit one at the end. Shaky day for him. But weather conditions, you know, like when we weren't really sure kind of what that was. And again, the talk from camp has been he's been sharper. We just kind of have to see that now play out in you know, on the field.
Yeah, the last note for me was just, as you mentioned, Ja'Cory Barney. Then I mentioned Jalen Lloyd, who We talked about how he looks fast, and he showed it today, the 64-yard touchdown from a Rayola throw. That's sort of the explosiveness, top off the defense we're talking about with him and this offense in general, and a guy like Isaiah Nair, who Isaiah Nair had two plays of that would have been 50-yard-plus touchdowns, both wiped out by a penalty. One was a defensive pass interference. Otherwise, I think he runs under that ball from Rayola on Rayola's first series for 50-yard touchdown would have been. And then he had a catch on a screen pass, quick pass that there's an alley there that he had blockers, and it looked like he was going to showcase that speed and house that one too from 60, 65, but an illegal downfield blindside block sort of wiped that away. So
you saw him stride out there. You really saw him open that up, even though it got, you know, it got whistled dead. You really saw him stride out. You can kind of see, you know, with that big frame, what that looks like at top speed. No one was like close to catch, you know, that speed. No one was really close to catching him.
Yeah, and that's really good to see, knowing his injury history. He's looked sharp in practice. He's looked like he's back to that closer to that old self, that
2021 Wyoming self.
Yep. Hey, he showed glimpses of that today in the spring game. So that was interesting to see. But that's going to do it for us. We're going to wrap it up here. Again, rapid fire, rapid recap with some instant analysis on the Inside Nebraska YouTube channel. Again, I encourage you guys to like this video, follow our YouTube, or subscribe to our YouTube channel, and encourage you guys to hit InsideNebraska.com, where we have a bunch of written coverage from myself, Tim, and Steve Mark. Got some photo galleries, recruit galleries from Big Visits weekend that Tim will have more stuff on later. Again, InsideNebraska.com. That's going to do it for us. For Tim Verghese, I'm Zach Carpenter. We'll catch you guys again next time.